Thanks very much. I might be able to answer the second question. Daniel Bryan was always sort of thinking about maybe going straight into the Derby, so that, I think that's the reason why he didn't run Young Weber today. But I would think that he'd be still going into the Derby.
Yeah, I think that's what Danny O'Brien mentioned in one of those early interviews. I think he was with racing.com. But, hey, Paddy, well done. I remember, I think Michael was interviewing one day before a big jumps race at Warrnambool, and you said you like to watch these races by yourself at home. How did you go today?
Yeah, it was great. I did a couple of cartwheels in the lounge, which was fantastic.
Any wheelies?
I started with a handstand. No.
Hey, we got James Winks here, Pat, and he actually declared Jerry Tortoni before that race. Said he just looked beautiful heading to the barriers. He looked nice and relaxed. Were you confident today?
It was sort of hard to be too confident after his last that disappointment. I tried to find a reason not to run him. As I said to Sandy Taylor, who owns me, I just said, look, if we can find something wrong with him, we won't run him. He'd come back from Sydney fine, and throughout the week, he went down to Mini Valley on Tuesday and he felt fantastic. His blood and his gut really good. So there was no reason not to run him. So I was sort of confident the horse was sort of back to his best. As I said, we couldn't find a problem with him. But it's still hard to be too bullish when they put in a last start poor performance.
You're a horseman. Do you still need to wait and see how he pulls up before you make a final decision heading to the Derby? Or is it now full steam ahead to the Derby?
Of course, we'd love to head to the Derby, but if he shows us a sign that he's not able to handle it, as you know, he's like a young horse, and he should be a really nice 4, 5, or 6-year-old. So we're going to sort of, you know, look after him so he can get to that. So if he pulls up fantastic and he's good, we'd love to go to the Derby. If he shows us a sign, he puts his hand up that he's hadn't tied, or sometimes if he's a young horse, they can go through growth for it too. So if we see him lying down a lot, we might be talking about the Derby.
It's Winksy here, mate. Congratulations. Just watching the horse, it just looks to me from a rider's perspective that he does so much right in the run that the 2,500 metres wouldn't be a bother for him.
Exactly right, James. He's just an absolute delight to ride. You could ride him on a bit of cotton if you wanted to. He just does what you want. One thing against him is he's a better chaser than a leader. Like I saw when he got to the front, he really pricked his ears and sort of waited for the other horse. That's one thing that a rider would have to keep in mind. Yes, he likes having a nice western run, but he's better off chasing him down than get to the front too early.
Patrick, from the old farmhouse on the farm in Plumpton, you'll be watching the Cox Plate, and it's a race that's close to your heart with Northerly, so I'm sure you've cast your eye over it, and you threw the leg over one of them on Tuesday morning, Probabil. What do you make of the Cox Plate?
It's a great race, expected to watch as usual. Probabil, she felt in really good order. She wasn't asked to do a lot. Kieran and Jamie asked me just to give her a kind time. So all the vital signs are really right with her. She sounds happy and well, so let's hope she runs pretty well. But I just, like Danny O'Brien's horse, I reckon he's just a really nice horse. I know he got beaten last time, but maybe he was Danny O'Brien being a trainer. He might have been just sort of leaving a little bit in the tank for today. So let's hope he can find the money today.
If you were riding Russian Camelot today, what would you do from the gate?
I know everyone said he's a very similar horse to so you think. I think he just, he rolls forward and 6-1-2, or it doesn't really matter. I think basically just feel your way, but I'm very confident Damien's got that covered.
When Fred Kersley legged you up before the Cox Plate with Northerly, what did he say to you?
Fred's an unbelievable gentleman. He's great to ride for, a great trainer. So he didn't say that much. He just basically, we spoke about sort of the race a couple of weeks before, and pretty much he just left it to me from then. So I think the race worked out pretty well. So I'm pretty sure I'm hopeful everyone's pretty happy about it.
Hey, mate, you were a champion jockey. You've been training for a little while now and you've had such great success with your jumpers, and Rubisaki's been amazing. Are you getting excited, though, to have a horse that could win a Derby? And what would it mean for you as a trainer to win one of the all-time great races on the Australian racing calendar?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. And not on a board that it's up here, but from the staff too. Like the girl that looks after Chuchote Louise, she just loves the horse. And she's a redhead, and they're very redhead. So we sort of make a bit of a joke about the two redheads going to the races. But without causing any offence to anyone. But she, as I said, I enjoy that. I'm lucky enough to have done a few things. I'm still really ambitious to do well again, but I really enjoy watching the staff, enjoy the horses, love taking the race. And And to watch them get a good kick out of it, that gives me a good kick as well.
I was going to ask you, Pat, because last week we had Talia Hope on the Country Cup circuit after she rode that Avoca Cup winner for yourself. And well done with what the job that you've been able to help her and to get back to race riding after what she went through, Pat. But that must make you so proud as well to see a young girl love what she do, but get the opportunities and make the most of them.
Yeah, she's great. She's a little team player, a really good family, and she's really helpful to us. Not just riding race, but at home, she'll travel with the horses. We sent a couple of horses to Tasmania once, and she looked after them. And she's fantastic like that, and she's like a little mother with the other staff members. Like, make sure they got good clean rugs on, and warm rugs on, and make sure they got clean water and that sort of stuff. So she's very helpful to us, not just on the racetrack.
And a word on Billy Egan as well. He had a big opportunity in the Caulfield Cup that unfortunately didn't go his way. For him, a big moment to stand up today, but also heading towards a derby. How much more special would it make to pair up with Billy?
Yeah, he deserves it. He's a good hard worker. He's a good rider. He's got good ability. He's young, fearless, and he's really focused at the moment. So, number one, he deserves it. But two, people sort of say, he was a little bit of an unknown rider, but for me, it's just putting the best man on for the job, and most of the time he is.
Your famous sister's on Channel 7's coverage wearing a beautiful green dress. She's done well, hasn't she, Michelle? She had three winners at Mornington the other day. The transition's not an easy one, Patrick, is it? But you must be still so proud of your little sister.
Yeah, she's done really well. Like as you said, it's not easy for them going from the jockey to a trainer, and most of the time they're not even sort of haven't been foremans or anything like that. So it does take a little while, and it did take her a little while as well. And she sort of had other commitments with when she was doing the move and that sort of stuff too. But the couple of people sort of suggested that she's not going to do that well. But I just said, hey, she's quite cunning. It's hard for me to say, but she's actually quite clever. But she'll get it. She'll work out a way to get it, and it looks like she's about to be away now.
We're going to tell her that you said that she's quite clever.
I've never seen you ever again.
Hey, Paddy, do you send Karen the invoice for the work that you did with Probabil to for that track work gallop there on the Tuesday? And if she does win the Cox Plate, Maddie Stewart will take you out for lunch as well.
I appreciate that, but under the Family Act, I'll get turned back somewhere
along. Gee, you'd be wanting a pretty big Kris Kringle if you draw Kay McAvoy around Christmas time, wouldn't you?
He always blames Kathy. So she always does the shopping for him.
Do you still have a joke with Jason Benbow that he played Karen McAvoy in the movie and played him really badly?
we thought
Karen
was just perfect.
Patrick, great to catch up with you. Congratulations, mate. Huge win in the Vase. Fingers crossed he comes through it well, and we'd love to see him on Derby Day.
Cheers. Have a good day. Good luck.